Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Engagement rings, a marriage, a divorce. Oh my, is this a wedding-themed edition of This Is Today? No. We're just talking about the events of today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, September 18th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. It is National Cheeseburger Day. So whether you make a cheeseburger or buy a cheeseburger or go get a Big Mac or a double-double or whatever it is that you want to have, celebrate today with a cheeseburger. It's also National First Love today, which is a huge coincidence because my first love was cheeseburgers. It's also the start of Rosh Hashanah. That starts tonight at sunset and goes until September 20th at nightfall. All right, we've got a lot of events today, so let's get going. First of all, in 1837, Tiffany and Company was founded by Charles Lewis Tiffany and Teddy Young in New York City. Tiffany and those iconic blue gift boxes can be found throughout the world. I should mention that the store was financed with just $1,000. And these days, that's not going to get you much in those little blue boxes. The average engagement ring starts at $1,500 and can cost well over $100,000. I actually bought my wife's engagement ring at Tiffany's. I went in there and went up to the person that was behind the counter, and her name was Tiffany. So I made a joke, you know, because I was feeling a little weird being in a Tiffany's for the first time. And I said, oh, cool, I get to work with the owner. And she said, no, Tiffany's isn't. And she started explaining it to me. I'm like, come on, I was making a joke. Jeez. Those rings are great and all, but maybe they do need a little more of a sense of humor. In 1870, Old Faithful, the geyser, it was first observed by Henry Washburn. It can shoot up to 8,000 gallons of boiling water at a height of 185 feet for anywhere from 90 seconds to 5 minutes. The intervals between the eruptions can range from 60 minutes to 110 minutes. So what is an eruption on a geyser? Well, it's surface water that works its way down to an average depth of about 6,600 feet, where it contacts hot rocks. The hot rocks boil the water, and it causes the geyser. See, you learned something today. You can get smart on this podcast. Oh, speaking of get smart, in 1965, the television show Get Smart premiered. It was created by Mel Brooks and Buck Henry and starred Don Adams as Agent Maxwell Smart. And you've probably heard, missed it by that much. Well, that was actually a catchphrase from this show. The show lasted 5 seasons and had 138 episodes. It featured several guest stars throughout its run, including a special guest appearance by late night legend Johnny Carson. Now, he didn't make a whole lot of appearances like this, so I'm assuming he really loved this show, as did many. While we're on the subject of Johnny Carson, one of the huge episodes of The Tonight Show featured a wedding. On this day in 1969, Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky got engaged. So Tiny Tim was this high-pitched voice guy, like novelty act with a really crazy appearance. He had long, stringy hair and baggy clothes. He had a cult following in the 60s. And it's kind of hard to explain exactly what he did. He was really popular only for one song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. But anyway, I'm told, and I wasn't around back then, that Tiny Tim was known everywhere. And, well, proof of that was his marriage to Miss Vicky was on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. It attracted 40 million viewers, and it was one of the most heavily watched television broadcasts of that time. For reference, the Super Bowl that year brought in 41 million, so this brought in 1 million less viewers than the Super Bowl. However, the marriage ended after 8 years, and he did marry twice more, just not on TV. Tiny Tim died in 1996. He had a heart attack while performing Tiptoe Through the Tulips on stage. All right, this doesn't happen very often. All 4 members of the band Kiss released solo albums on the same day. That day was this day in 1977. People thought this was because of tensions in the band. However, it was actually a part of their contract. This basically gave Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and Ace Frehley a way of developing their own sounds, and the opportunity to perform with other artists. Okay, so I had to explain Tiny Tim to you. This is another one that's difficult to explain if you haven't seen them. Kiss was a band that put on outrageous stage outfits, face paint, and they rose to prominence in the mid to late 70s. The elaborate live performances was really where Kiss stood out. Their concerts featured fire breathing and blood spitting, smoking guitars, shooting rockets, levitating drum kits, and even pyrotechnics. If you haven't seen or heard them, you need to. So pause the podcast, go check them out, and then come back. What did you think? Oh, you didn't do it? Oh, well. All right, let's move on then. In 2001, on this day, the first mailing of anthrax letters happened in Trenton, New Jersey. This was an attack shortly following the September 11th attacks. This involved mailings of 5 anthrax-laced letters to prominent senators and media outlets. It killed 5 individuals and made 17 others ill. We're still unsure of who sent the letters, but there are some suspects. And last year, on America's Got Talent, Season 14 crowned a winner. The winner was Cody Lee. Cody was born with optic nerve hypoplasia. This caused him to be legally blind. He was also diagnosed with autism at an early age, and he has Addison's disease. Simon Cowell dubbed his final performance as the best that he had ever seen. And what's Cody up to these days? Well, during the pandemic, it's been a little rough, so he's been doing virtual performances, and he did do a parody of the Beatles' I Wanna Hold Your Hand called I Gotta Wash My Hands. Also, last year, you know him from the TV show Silicon Valley. Actor Thomas Middleditch did an interview with Playboy magazine in which he revealed that he and his wife had an open relationship and said that swinging had saved their marriage. That was a year ago today. They married on August 22nd, 2015, and maybe it didn't save their marriage. In May of 2020, they filed for divorce. All right, taking a look at birthdays for today. Greta Garbo was born on this day in 1905. Ben Carson in 1951, he turns 69. James Gandolfini, who died in 2013, was born on this day in 1961. And in 1971, both Lance Armstrong and Jada Pinkett were born. They turned 49 today. Ronaldo turns 44 and Patrick Schwarzenegger turns 27. That's your look at September 18th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we include something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.